Beard Girl Agonon.
Welcome to Duke Radio.
All right. Welcome, welcome indeed. That was your host, Duke Ledoux, and I'm your producer. What are we going to talk about today, Duke?
Mostly football.
A little Loper football?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on the docket?
No.
I thought you wanted to talk about school. Did you have a big week in school this week?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll touch on that if we get to the point. But at first, like you mentioned, I want to talk a little bit about Loper football. What's going on this week in Loper football?
What's going on is, what's actually going on is the receivers.
Oh, you want to talk a little bit about the wide receiving core?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other specific spots on the team that you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. Well, earlier this week, the Lopers had a scrimmage that you were at. Do you think they played good?
Yeah.
Think they're ready for the season to start up?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll find out soon enough. That first game is on the 30th, and we will... We'll see if the Lopers are ready for Missouri Southern State at that point. But after the scrimmage, you were able to stand in media row and do an interview?
Yes, I was.
Were you a little nervous about that?
Yeah.
That's your first interview you've done, isn't it?
Yes.
That was a good job. You were standing with some really good journalists there. A guy from the Kearney Hub, NTV, Uncle Jason, along with Evan. All from KRVN, so that was pretty cool. You held your own there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Well, let's go into that interview and everything that we did. Here's Coach Lynn talking about Loper football.
What was the difference between this and the last one we had? Defensively played a lot better. Created turnovers. Good to see. You know, another thing too is we tried to put our offense in some bad situations the first three series. We wanted to put the backs against the wall, try to let's break out of there. Did a pretty good job for the most part. We got to be able to continue drives. I think that's a big difference from the first scrimmage to last scrimmage. Defense did a better job of getting off the field when it came to third down. So,
four fumbles, three run pitches. Is that more just younger guys going, or is it something else?
Well, yeah, a little bit of wide eyes. You know, with what we do, heck, we pitch the ball 1,000 times of practice. You know what I'm saying? So it's a situation where there's no excuse for that. We got to shoot the ball into the chest, and you know that's something you need to work on.
How's your passing game look this year?
I think it's a step up from last year. As you guys can see, a lot more completion percentage, a lot better. I think it's kind of with receivers and quarterbacks, you know, being a little more comfortable with the overall system.
Start to work on the kicking game. How do you feel about that right now?
Yeah, we felt like tonight. We've got a couple punters in their battle in first position, and then our two kickers there that you guys called tonight with Trevion Gallen and Brian Caravallis out of Grand Island. Those guys are kind of in a battle right now. If we have to go with somebody tomorrow, I don't know who we do. But I'm going to take a look at this and see what's going on with it. Especially right now, we're away from Missouri Southern. We felt like it was important to get some other guys. Some reps, so we did a full back on some reps, and even kept a couple guys out of the scrimmage. No serious injuries with those guys. We just felt it was important to get our horses to the race, and that's the most important thing right now. August 30th versus Missouri Southern.
Can you ask a question about the different game? How does that kind of change the call play? Not quite sure what you're going to have, especially with the guys like that.
We're a lot better with our punting game. I feel a lot better in that situation. And PAT and field goal, we're a lot better too. I think that has to do with the competition, with those two. We got two weapons there. I think it's definitely going to be a plus for us, to end the season, where it was a little shaky last year.
What have you seen from your secondary in fall camp that you like?
Well, better in leadership. Those guys have played a lot of snaps, same as Malik Webb. Dallas Mond, gosh, I don't think there's anybody on the field that's played more snaps than they've not been able to football for him. One thing about it, those guys are working and they're on the same page, and not too many mistakes back there. That's good when it comes to throwing the ball down the field. Those guys aren't busted a lot.
whole camp, a lot of concentration on your own team. Now when you start focusing on the work,
it's Monday. We got to be going on Monday. It's, actually, we're, you know, on Monday we'll be, you know, we'll be having 10 days away. So that's the focus.
Where does the team stand right now?
Well, we're in a lot better shape, I think, yeah. I mean, offensive and defense were way ahead of where we ever been. You know, our guys are excited. And they're also excited to hit somebody else other than ourselves. So that's kind of what I feel.
What number 24 is that?
24.
Peter doesn't have a number. I've seen a freshman from Chicago.
Oh, yeah. That's close, man.
Talk to me about your receivers.
They did a good job of catching the ball tonight. You know, another thing too, that's a young group, but it's come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Thanks for Coach Lynn doing that interview, and we'll be back right after this on Duke Ladoo Radio.
Field goal agronomics. Mission is to provide hands-on agronomic services that result in environmentally sustainable and a profitable recommendation to crop producers. Field goal agronomics. Hands-on agronomic service is our game.
Well, welcome back to Duke Ladoo Radio. It's segment number 2, and you did decide you want to talk a little bit of the first week of school. Talk to me a little bit about the differences between kindergarten and first grade and what you're really looking forward to now that you're in first grade. What are some fun things you want to do?
Do computers.
That would be a lot of fun. You weren't able to this week. You only had a couple days, about 2.5 days, actually. And I know you're really looking forward to getting to those computers. Maybe next week. You think you're really going to be good at those computers?
Yes.
Yeah, you seem to work on those quite a bit. What's been some of the differences between kindergarten and first grade, even though you're only a couple days in?
Yeah, again, we're going to do computers.
Yeah.
And we got some new friends.
Oh, that's always good. Did you want to name those new friends?
Yes. One is Christian, and one is Maddie.
So is that a boy and a girl?
Yes.
All right. So 2 new ones into the class. That's a lot of fun. You like your new teacher?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good.
And the teacher is named Mr. Erickson.
All right. That's always good to know. Make sure you remember that. But you've got your own desk this year. You're not just at a chair sitting at a table. A lot of responsibility. You think you'll be able to handle it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. And hopefully you can keep up those good grades. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for this episode number 2 of the Duke Ladoo Radio podcast. Anything you want to say to our fans?
Thanks for watching, and next time you can watch again, and we're going to do an easier podcast next time.
All right. Good job, Duke. We'll see you next time on the Duke Ladoo Radio. ¶¶